Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
On the road, you can expect slow-moving traffic in Centurion, on the N1 North heading towards Buerta Avenue, and traffic still moving slowly in Pretoria on Eskiampa Hlele Raylon Drive, North heading towards Moort Street.
Raylon.
That was beautiful, Roz.
Lost my eye.
The South African development community has decided to end its military mission in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. It has recommended a phased withdrawal of troops. Regional leaders held a virtual summit this morning to discuss the ongoing conflict. It's also a very controversial topic here in South Africa. The story is on jackrandfm.com. Click on news for more information on that. And then on to international news. U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to impose a 200% tariff increase on wine, champagne, and other alcoholic products from European Union countries. This now in retaliation against the bloc's planned levies on U.S.-produced whiskey. And it all happens as EU leaders are currently in South Africa for a summit that marks the revival of the South Africa-European Union strategic partnership. It was established in 2007. To strengthen political, economic, and developmental cooperation. I'm Marlene Fischer. More on these and other stories at 5.
We start off with some football news. Sundowns midfielder Jaden Adams is back in the Bafana Bafana 23-man squad for the 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers, and that's against Lesotho and Benin. Adams, he's touted to be the next midfield general for club and country, taking over from his Downs teammate Themba Zwane. Percy Tau and Lyle Foster also make a return to the team and add some experience to the national side. CAF President Patrice Motsepe, who's extended his tenure at the helm of the organization until 2029, has promised to address the issue of national stadiums across the continent. Motsepe was re-elected unopposed for his second four-year term at the General Assembly in Cairo. He said that national stadiums would be one of his key areas of focus. And SA Rugby is interested in retaining the consultancy services of divisive and somewhat controversial administrator Yuri Roo to work on the commercial aspects of the greatest rivalry series between the Springboks and the All Blacks that's going to be happening next year. Roo was a CEO from 2010 until 2022 of SA Rugby, and he became a controversial figure in rugby circles after an arbitration found him guilty of misappropriating Stellenbosch University funds. Ireland's Jack Crowley will start at fly half away to Italy in the Six Nations this weekend, with Mac Hansen and James Lowe, as well as Gary Ringrose, also returning to the Irish setup as well, as they look to score many points against the Italians to keep their hopes alive of getting through to that Six Nations victory. Tyrone Furlong has missed out on a couple of games this season, but he is fit enough to return to the bench, and that means that there's no place for Kieran Healy, who is retiring at the end of the championship. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. To see your face, and I really hope.